Take it away, Sandy.
Okay, so I've noticed in the chat that a lot of people have talked about having taken the N9 class. So you've seen Troy and I already, if you've done that. If you haven't taken the N9 class, I strongly suggest you give it a look, simply because it is the 9 core skills in the Black Swan method that we use to demonstrate tactical empathy. So if for any reason you can't name the 9 skills right now, or you still have a question in your mind about what tactical empathy is, taking the N9 class will give you that information. It's also going to help you learn how to build rapport to get to that trust-based influence, which is what you're shooting for when you're using tactical empathy. It's important for you to be well-rounded in the skills. If you've read the book, everybody has their takeaways from the book, the things that spoke to them and meant the most to them that they're putting into action. If you've watched the masterclass, you've done the same thing. You know, Chris is putting out gems all over the place throughout the book and throughout the masterclass. It's great that you can take things from there and use them. If you don't have a good grasp of the 9 core skills and you've not included them in your knowledge toolbox, you're not as well-rounded as you could be. And when you're not as well-rounded as you could be, you don't have the ability to transition back and forth between the skills and work toward your tactical empathy that way without sounding like a robot. Because if you have your favorites, say you like no-oriented questions better than anything else. If you're constantly using no-oriented questions, you might think that that is fabulous and it may be getting you somewhere, you know, as you use them. But if you're the person who constantly only uses no-oriented questions, people are going to catch on to that. So to keep yourself from being that monotonous robot, practice the skills, learn how to transition between the different ones, and you know, just open up the ability to get to people through tactical empathy using many different things instead of just one, you know, strict skill.
That's a good point, Sandy. Yesterday when we were talking about curiosity, and I told you guys a little bit about one way to handle the question in the email. There were a ton of different ways. I just used one, but you know, you had the calibrated questions. You had, you know, you could have paraphrased. It's so many things that you could have done, but we just wanted to give you one way of doing it, just as an example. But like Sandy said, as you get better at these skills, you're going to find that it becomes easier. There's no set pattern. You use the skills as needed because you're really holding a conversation. And I was looking in the chat also, and I noticed Nikki Lopez Mendez actually asked a question that goes right along with what we're talking about right now about knowing the negotiation 9, the different 9 skills. She asked the question was, how do you handle someone who keeps talking, no pauses, even for breathing? Oh, and happens to be your boss. So for us, that's kind of a no-brainer. We just right away we'd go with the encouragers, you know, keep them talking, because the more they're talking, the more information you're gathering.
So it is important to realize that the certain skills that you might have honed in on, the 1 or 2 skills that you feel the most comfortable with, won't always be the perfect ones to use in every situation. So be ready to draw from whatever you need from your toolbox in whatever situation that you're in. Because remember, one of our laws of negotiation gravity, situation drives strategy. So if you can pull up different skills for the different situations that you're in, that will affect your strategy. And the more skills you know and are adept at using, the better your strategy will be. I see there's a question from Kareem. How does the N9 class differ from the book and the masterclass? That is a really, really good question. The book has an overwhelming amount of information that you can read the book 4 times and pick up something different every time you go through it. Masterclass is the same way. You can listen to the masterclass 3 or 4 different times and you're going to get something different out of it every time. The N9 course essentially takes those 9 core skills, puts them all together in an easy to understand format and serves them up to you on a platter. There's never been anything we've done at the Black Swan Group that has had those core 9 skills together and laid them out for you one after one after one after the other. We explain them all. We teach you how to use them. We set up the structure for you to use them. And it's just all about those 9 core skills only.